Give a poor family $1,000, once, no strings attached. A year later, the whole village is richer, and not just them. How does that work? We've watched two unlocks fail to spin, titles, microloans. So forget the theories for a minute, and just look at what actually compounds. Because some things do. And when you line them up, they share one thing the failures didn't. Start with cash, plain money, handed to the poor, no conditions. Economists tracked it across 653 villages in Kenya, about $1,000 each, to over 10,000 households. And recipients didn't just spend more. Every dollar transferred generated around $2.50 of local activity, rippling out to shopkeepers, to neighbors who got nothing directly. A multiplier, a wheel that turned the whole village. And it didn't evaporate. A follow-up, 5 to 7 years later, found those families still spending about 12% more than households that got nothing. On that evidence, analysts now rate direct cash 3 to 4 times more cost-effective than they used to. Fair warning, that long-run number isn't fully peer-reviewed yet. But the direction is unmistakable. The cash kept compounding. Next, a rail. Kenya again. Mobile money. M-Pesa. Just the ability to store and send cash on a basic phone. Researchers estimate it lifted around 194,000 households out of extreme poverty, about 2% of the whole country. And the gains landed hardest on women, who could finally save somewhere no one could take it from them. Now the poor pooling their own money, savings groups. No outside capital at all. Members just save together and lend to each other. They've spread to more than 17 million people, about 3/4 of them women. They lift savings, fund little businesses, shift power inside the household. But, and this matters, the studies found they didn't build real assets or cushion the big shocks. A flywheel for agency, not yet for wealth. And then, public rails at national scale. India built identity and payment systems owned by the public, not a company. Bank account ownership jumped from about 40% of adults to nearly 80% in just a few years. 310 million people brought into the formal system. Each new user makes the next one cheaper to reach. The rail itself compounds. The catch, those same biometric systems can lock people out and watch them. Power that includes can also exclude. So what do the wheels that turn share, the ones titles and microloans didn't? In every single case, the poor own the thing that compounds. The cash is theirs, the savings pot is theirs, the account, the rail, built around them, not extracting from them. That's the difference. A title you can't use sits still. An asset you own and control builds on itself. The wheel turns when the wealth is in their hands and the returns flow back to them. Which sounds like the answer. Put the asset in their hands and let it spin. But here's the unease. The exact same machinery, the rails, the markets, the unlocked capital, can run in reverse, can pull the wealth right back out. So how do you tell a wheel that lifts people from one that drains them?